Thank you and good morning. Residents of Fortuna like their city, they like their city manager, and they are quite confident that the city is headed in the right direction. Those are some of the results of a citywide survey that was conducted from April 21st through the 27th. More than 400 Fortuna residents responded to the survey. 65% said they would support a 1% general purpose local sales tax to fund public safety and other city services. More than half of all respondents support the job that City Manager Regan Candelario is doing, and they believe the city is headed in the right direction. Residents also expressed overwhelming support for local events like the Rodeo and the Auto Expo, and for supporting the development of small businesses. You can find the complete results of the survey at the Fortuna City website. Governor Brown's May revision may have held some good news for some in the state, but for the rural county representatives of California and the hope for a restoration of payment in lieu of tax funding, there was no good news. Despite heavy lobbying, the governor's budget revision contains no funding for the PILT program. Supporters were asking for an immediate payment of $18 million to be made to 36 affected counties, money owed by the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, which hasn't made a PILT payment in more than a decade. A bipartisan bill will be heard in the Senate floor on Friday, SB 1410, that would restore the annual PILT payments, and it has the support of both the RCRC and the California Association of Counties. If PILT payments are restored, it could mean as much as $600,000 a year for Humboldt County. An Arcata bust results in an arrest. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A 19-year-old Arcata man is facing charges in connection with an in-home drug business, including prescription drugs. Yesterday, police arrested 19-year-old Michael Joseph Allegra and charged him with manufacture and possession of illegal drugs and also illegal firearms. Tuesday, police served a search warrant on a Patrick Court home and found 1,000 Xanax pills with an estimated street value of $7,000. They also found marijuana and equipment to make a more potent mixture of it. They also discovered a tactical shotgun and an AR-15.
Law enforcement agencies across the region will be out in force over the weekend for the Memorial Day holiday. The California Highway Patrol will conduct a maximum enforcement period with every available officer on patrol focused on traffic safety. 40 people died in traffic collisions in California roadways in 2013, and many of those victims were not wearing their seatbelts. CHP officers also arrested more than 1,200 drivers a year ago on suspicion of driving under the influence. Local police departments will play a role as well, as the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force will be on patrol focused on impaired and distracted drivers. The Oregon State Police will also conduct traffic safety efforts over the holiday weekend. 78 drivers were arrested in Oregon last year over the holiday on suspicion of driving under the influence, and there were 7 fatalities and 6 injuries connected with DUI drivers. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the June primary, we have turned the focus to the candidates running for the district attorney's office and the 4 candidates running for 2 supervisor seats. Today, we hear from 5th District Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, who answered a series of questions during a sit-down interview. Sundberg was asked about conflicts between board members over policy, and he responded,
"Most of the things I feel really, really strong about are things that are in my district, and most of the time, almost every time, whoever the supervisor is in that area and what they want or need, that usually happens. And so it's been great, and that's one of the reasons why I think we all work well together, is we realize that each person knows their district, knows what that district needs, and we give a lot of deference to whoever is in that area."
Sundberg also pointed out that interpersonal conflicts play a role in the daily workings of the board, and they must be addressed as well.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said none of it carried over, because it does sometimes, and it depends on how bad it is. And you take a couple days and take some deep breaths, and you realize that working together is what's best for the people in Humboldt County, and you get over it, and you move on. It's not like it doesn't carry over. I just try to make sure it doesn't carry over very long, because I know that it's not good for anybody for that to happen.
Sundberg is facing a challenge from Sharon Latour, and you can hear his entire interview by visiting our website, KINS1063.com. That's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.